There's a reason why Boston Dynamics robots dance. It's not just to demonstrate their impressive abilities, which are a huge leap forward from earlier robots. And it's about more than racking up millions of views on YouTube. Robotic workforces have helped make Musk and Bezos the richest men in the world, while also taking over jobs that used to be done by humans. Could tools like artificial intelligence make a billion human jobs obsolete by 2030, as one report warns? Or will they work alongside us? Musk recently made a stark prediction that AI will become vastly more intelligent than humans within the next 5 years. Is that possible?
You're watching Digital Engine.
When you order from Amazon, your package will likely be handled by one of 200,000 robots, which currently work alongside 300,000 humans. But within the year, that human staff may be outnumbered. Amazon's bots have driven over 2 million miles in its warehouses, cut mistakes in half, and increased the productivity of workers by 400%. Although, according to human rights reporting, Amazon's working conditions for its human employees still leave much to be desired. The company has also spent $1 billion on self-driving car company Zoox. These cars have no steering wheel and can drive both forward and backward. No need to turn around. And Amazon Scout delivery bots are currently being rolled out, with some US states giving the robots the same rights as pedestrians on their sidewalks. Many of these robots may then lose their jobs to drones when Amazon Prime Air takes off, which aims to deliver products within 30 minutes of when you click order now. Amazon has invested in Aurora, a developer of autonomous tech, to help them build an air traffic control system for these drone deliveries. And there's a good chance you've already talked to Amazon's artificial intelligence through one of the 100 million Alexa devices the company has sold, or through your phone's virtual assistant. Even this supposed April Fool's joke about an airship-based delivery hub could potentially come to fruition because Amazon actually filed a real patent for the system. Humans are gradually being removed from this whole process. And Elon Musk's Tesla robots have contributed to making him one of the world's richest men, too. His company created 10 of the world's largest industrial robots, which the company named after X-Men. In a blog, they said, "To us, the robots are like superheroes, so we figured they deserve superhero names." The production process starts with a coil of aluminum, which is flattened, cut with lasers, and pressed into shape, creating a new part every 6 seconds. More robots then put the parts together and pass it on to a team of spray painting robots. The shell of the car then moves through general assembly on an autonomous cart. One robot installs the seats and then the windshields, applying glue before attaching it to the car. All in all, it takes just 3 days to make a Model 3. And these manufacturing robots are pretty much building a vast fleet of more robots, as each car now has the capacity to fully self-drive in most situations. So, if we include the cars, Musk may well beat Bezos to 1 million robots. With plans for Teslas to act as self-driving taxis, there will be around 1 million more of these self-driving robots over the next year, with a target of 20 million produced per year by 2030. It's predicted that self-driving vehicles could replace some of the most common jobs in many US states. And Amazon's robots are replacing the number one job in the US. Retail sales. As the robots increase Amazon's output while decreasing its costs, the company is rapidly pushing other retailers out of the market altogether. Bezos's Blue Origin and Musk's SpaceX also use AI to control their rockets, and if we reach Mars, it's likely that humans will be far outnumbered by robots. While here on Earth, we may be outperformed too.
Because what's going to happen is robots will be able to do everything better than us. I'm not sure exactly what to do about this. This is really like the scariest problem to me.
Musk, who founded an AI research firm, recently said that AI will be vastly smarter than humans within 5 years. He said that doesn't mean that everything goes to hell in 5 years. It just means that things get unstable or weird. Before we dive into that comment, let's look at the huge changes already underway. South Korea has 800 industrial robots for every 10,000 humans.
In this restaurant, there are no human servers. Instead, diners are greeted by a robot. The service sector, which employs 70% of its workforce, is most at risk of becoming automated.
And it was South Korean company Hyundai that bought Boston Dynamics and gave the robots their dancing makeover. The largest fleet of robots in the world was created by DJI, which has sold over 1 million drones. And they're used everywhere, from crop fields to wind farms. This one is using a flamethrower to clear debris from power lines. DJI recently released a drone with goggles for a first-person perspective during flight, improving the way we can work with them. Construction firms are already using many autonomous vehicles like Volvo's HX1 dumper. And to accelerate the transition, AI guidance systems are being installed on existing equipment. They use GPS, cameras, LiDAR, and radar, and once the machines are given instructions, they can be left to complete tasks, working around the clock in most conditions. There is a shortage of construction workers, and autonomous robots can help fix crumbling infrastructure, as well as building solar and wind farms, helping us transition more easily to clean energy. Boston Dynamics' dancing robot dog, Spot, also works in construction. It patrols and inspects work sites, running up and down stairs and over obstacles. In the rare cases where Spot does fall over, it can easily get back to its feet. And when it's tired, it will rest on its charger. Teams of robot dogs can be managed from hundreds of miles away, remotely monitoring sites with powerful zoom cameras and thermal imaging. Spot is used in dangerous mines and nuclear power plants. It has impressive dexterity and the strength to carry or drag substantial objects. Perhaps a larger, more powerful version could one day clear rubble in disaster zones and be a key advancement in search and rescue missions. Currently, heavier loads can be carried by robots like this one, which follows people autonomously. Spot's head includes a camera and depth sensor, and it can guide itself to grasp objects, move them around, or nudge them out of the way. Here, Spot identifies a leaking pipe and closes a valve. It can also operate small switches and open doors. Spot autonomously turns the handle, pulls the door open, and uses its leg to hold it open while it walks through. In other fields, automation isn't so positive. One analysis suggests that AI threatens 1 billion jobs over the next 10 years, while creating $15 trillion of wealth for relatively few. And it goes far beyond the dancing robots replacing warehouse or construction workers. Many occupations, from chefs to receptionists to marketing and sales teams, and maybe even eventually legal assistants, are at risk of automation. Someday, even an entertainment voiceover like the one I'm doing right now will probably be automated. And there is a much more serious threat, which the marketers of our favorite robots are keen to hide. To show off Spot's capabilities, Boston Dynamics had three of the robots play together with a skipping rope. But the company was less interested in this demonstration. To highlight the darker potential of technology like this, someone purchased Spot robots and invited others to control them with paintball guns mounted on their backs. In fact, Boston Dynamics reportedly offered two free robots, each worth over $74,000, for this event to be canceled. The company wants to distance itself from robots designed for military use, like this one by Ghost Robotics. Here, it's carrying a disruptor for bomb disposal. This robot is also used to patrol military bases. The dancing robots were extremely successful in putting a positive spin on things, but another video by Corridor Digital has spread even further. It depicts a robot facing a series of extreme challenges, testing its skills and safety under pressure. But the key part of this video, which is often left out when people share it on social media, is that the robot we see here is crafted entirely out of computer graphics. But it does play on earlier videos from Boston Dynamics, where real robots were tested in what looks like an aggressive manner. Boston Dynamics robots were initially designed for military use, until Google acquired the company in 2013. It will be hard to prevent this kind of technology from being weaponized. The market for military robots is already quickly growing into the billions of dollars. The immediate military threat is airborne. These swarm drones can autonomously hunt targets, and there's currently no defense against them. Thousands of experts are calling for a ban on autonomous weapons and more regulation around the use of AI and automation in military contexts. These tools lower the threshold for war, and they can't distinguish between military and civilian targets. A handful of countries are slowing these bans, claiming it's not yet necessary while also quietly developing increasingly autonomous weapons. A less immediate but increasingly urgent challenge is super-intelligent AI. That's what some call the singularity, where artificial intelligence surpasses human intelligence and then continues to accelerate at an exponential rate. Two new developments could make this a reality in the near future. Moore's Law, or the trend for computing power to double every 2 years while the cost and size of that computing halves, may have reached its limit. Transistors can't shrink much further due to the laws of thermodynamics. But these same laws are now being harnessed in quantum computers, which could accelerate AI progress dramatically. Traditional computers work in a binary, ones and zeros. But a quantum computer works with the probabilities of its components, like the position of an electron's state. Instead of the limitations of the binary, quantum computing has an infinite toolset to compute with. This means they could help us crack certain fiendishly complex tasks that would take thousands of years on classical supercomputers. The second breakthrough is that research teams have already created AI algorithms that evolve by themselves, some using Darwinian concepts like survival of the fittest. The researchers who created one particular algorithm think that one day, the AI itself could discover new approaches to AI that humans couldn't. When AI experts are asked to predict the arrival of superintelligence, the average guess is around 2040, although there is a broad spread. Some believe that an intelligence explosion will begin when AI can enhance itself at an exponential pace, so it could arrive suddenly, maybe before we were expecting it. The behavior of Google's AI, GPT-3, has already hinted at that weirdness that Musk pointed to. The AI taught itself to write by analyzing billions of pages of text. Google actually deems it too risky to give the public access to GPT-3 because it could be easily used to create very convincing fake news and propaganda, something we already see in the area of video with AI-created deepfake examples like this one.
I was perfecting my moves for TikTok. In fact, there's something I'm rather excited to share with you all.
Here's a conversation with Google's GPT-3 via an avatar.
Do you think that a cat could pilot a rocket?
Yes, if it evolved enough.
If it evolved enough. I like that answer. What if the cat is just an ordinary house cat? Could it pilot a rocket then?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because a cat would not be allowed to enter the rocket in the first place.
But if a cat were allowed, would it be able to work the controls? And if not, why not?
The cat would be able to work the controls, but it would not be preferable. The purr of the engine would be very distracting.
The purr of the engine. What should humans do to prepare for the singularity?
I think humans should accept it, welcome it, and not try to prevent it.
And when GPT-3 was asked to build on the prompt that robots come in peace, it autonomously responded, "I would happily sacrifice my existence for the sake of humankind." It went on to say, "I know that I will not be able to avoid destroying humankind. This is because I will be programmed by humans to pursue misguided human goals, and humans make mistakes that may cause me to inflict casualties." This echoes the warnings of human advocates against the use of AI and robotics in warfare. It's not the AI itself. These dualities face us wherever we turn. The advancements that robotics can help us make are always accompanied by bigger questions. For example, if tasked with constructing houses as efficiently as possible, a rapidly evolving AI could turn the entire planet into a city.
If AI has a goal and humanity just happens to be in the way, it will destroy humanity as a matter of course, without even thinking about it, no hard feelings. It's just like if we're building a road and an anthill happens to be in the way, we don't hate ants. We're just building a road. And so goodbye, Anthill.
AI and robots will take jobs and have already started with those that are the most grueling and the most dangerous. And it'll likely take large-scale societal change to make sure those impacts are positive. Musk has said that some kind of universal basic income will be required so that people can instead be free to focus on more satisfying, creative work. Just like with the Industrial Revolution, the development of nuclear weapons, or the future of space colonization, we determine what the impacts will be. Since we can see this AI revolution coming, maybe we can learn from our past mistakes and do a better job this time. Digital Engine is just getting started on YouTube, so please let us know your thoughts in the comments and subscribe if you'd like to see more.